Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph of The Bachelor. Mr. Underwood and Ms. Randolph starred in season 23 of this mega hit series, ultimately finding true love in the most unique and dramatic fashion. Over the next segment, Colton and Cassie will talk about their remarkable journey to love and what's in store for their futures together since The Bachelor, whose season 23 featuring Colton and Cassie is now streaming on the free streaming service Tubi.tv. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to let loose your inner butterfly, feel free to come out of your cocoon as we jump the fence in the past in order to spread our wings in the present. Colton and Cassie, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having us on.
Now, you're the loving couple of season 23 of The Bachelor, which is now available along with season 5 of Bachelor in Paradise featuring you, Colton, on the free streaming service Tubi.tv. We'll start with you, Colton. Tell us about Tubi and what audiences will experience when they follow your journey to love on The Bachelor.
So Tubi TV is now streaming part of The Bachelor franchise, the first Bachelorette and the first Bachelor, as well as season 5 of Bachelor in Paradise. And it's an awesome platform for people to be able to binge watch and catch up on their favorite, some of their favorite people on the Paradise and Bachelor franchise.
So Cassie, tell us, when you first met Colton, what were your first impressions? And of course you had butterflies, both literally and figuratively.
I did. That was my answer. honestly, immediately right off the bat, I was super excited to get to know him more. And I mean, I had butterflies for a long time. I still have them every day. But very good first impression of Colton. He had a lot of fun, and we still do.
So, Colton, you put one of those butterflies in your jacket pocket. Do you still have that?
I do. So I have that one. And then she actually kept one, too. And the butterfly is a very important symbol in our relationship.
Right.
Yeah. I actually turned one into an ornament for the family Christmas tree.
So, Colton, for you, when did you first feel a true connection to Cassie? Was it very early on?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously knew she was very special. And then, week 4 in Singapore was when I sort of had my aha moment and been like, this is awesome. Like, she's unbelievable. And from there, I just continue to fall more and more in love with her every single time and moment that we had.
Now, Cassie, besides Colton's obvious good looks, what are the things that you love and appreciate about him most?
There are so many little things. He goes above and beyond to just do little things for me every single day. Little things and big things, honestly. And he's just the most thoughtful and kind person that I know.
That's great.
And I can, like, honestly say that he is. He's the biggest type.
So, Colton, being on The Bachelor, of course you were on Bachelor in Paradise and a Bachelorette, for you emotionally, having to send women home, was it tougher than you expected, or was it about what you expected?
No, that was, was something that I feared going into it, is, you do establish this friendship and this relationship with somebody, and then you have to say your goodbyes. So it was tough. It definitely was. I'm not going to underplay that at all. And it never got easier.
So Cassie, what was your journey on The Bachelor like for you? Could you ever have imagined things would happen as they did?
No, definitely could not have imagined any of it. I mean, from initially going on and going through the whole Bachelor experience, it's so much different than I ever imagined. And then the whole ending and how it played out, I remember sitting there in my interviews after Colton came back for me and being like, wow, how did I get here right now? Like, how is this my life? Like, how is this happening? But I'm so happy that it did happen the way it did, because we're so happy right now.
Well, Colton, I think you handled the situation at the end with Cassie and the other two women perfectly. Did that take a lot of soul searching to discover the right thing to do while also following your heart?
Yeah, I think you guys see it play out a little bit. I know the fence jump, it was a little iconic in the season itself, but in that moment, I needed to be by myself. I needed to make a decision, and I needed to sort of sit in my feelings and make that alone. And that was the conclusion I came to. It was like, I didn't want to continue the show if it wasn't going to be with Cassie. So You know, I just needed that time to reflect and sit in my emotions.
So what are the two of you looking forward to the most about your futures together? Is there an engagement on the horizon?
You know, we don't have any dates set out or any timeline on it. I think right now we're just continuing to grow and just be boyfriend and girlfriend and figure this all out. You know, we're in it together. I have my best friend and my partner by my side and somebody who I consider the love of my life.
Well, Colton and Cassie, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you for having us.